Luke rolled the Falcon back down and steered toward the repeater beacon.
No,
Leia said. She began to power down the sensor and communications equipment. We're going after that Bessie.
Leia, you know we can't, Luke said. That pilot bugged out.
A Mandalorian bugging out that easy?
Leia shook her head and took the navigation computer offline.
Think about it, Luke. With all this plasma, there's only one sure way to deliver a message.
In person, Luke said, feeling a little foolish. Those Besseliks weren't guards. They were lookouts. Leia nodded.
If we can catch the one that just left, we can follow him straight back to Base Prime
and hit the Krefts before they know we're coming.
Luke swung the Falcon into the plasma bank, doing his best to follow the same vector as the fleeing Besselik. He found himself flying blind, with nothing ahead but a swirling blue glow, so vast and deep that he lost all sense of distance and direction.
Whoa, Dad! Ben called. Where'd the lake come from?
Jokes later,
Luke said, taking a breath to calm himself. Busy now. He began to open himself more fully to the Force, extending his awareness ahead, reaching out to search. He found the Besselik crew, a pair of tense, focused presences just ahead and a little to port. He swung the Falcon into line behind them, shoved the throttles forward, and then it really did feel like he was flying through a lake. The viewport became a solid wall of blue, and an eerie silence fell over the flight deck. All sensation of movement ceased, and Luke realized that even R2-D2 had gone quiet. He glanced back to find the droid's processor light frozen in mid-blink. His logic display caught midway between one readout and another. Luke shifted his gaze to Leia and found her eyes fixed on him, unmoving as glass, yet still alert and alive, frozen in blue amber. A heartbeat later, the Mandalorian presences were there, so close that Luke felt as if he were on top of them. The bright, hot disks of twin ion engines appeared in front of the Falcon and swelled larger. Then Luke sensed another presence ahead, a dark, ancient presence that seemed to be reaching into him even as he reached for it. A cold ache came to his chest. His breath grew short, and he felt his body's warmth oozing from his old wound.
Luke.
Leia grabbed his shoulder. She shook him hard, and he saw that they had caught the Besselik, that the Falcon was about to fly straight up its thrust nozzles.
Luke, are you trying to get us?
Open fire, Luke ordered. Take them out, now! Two torrents of cannon bolts converged on the Besselik so quickly that it seemed Ben and Tahiri had opened fire before Luke gave the order. No matter. The starfighter exploded from the inside out, its hatches and access panels tumbling away on boiling pillars of flame, its canopy flashing orange before it disintegrated into a spray of molten beads. Luke slammed the yoke forward, diving beneath the fireball into the blue miasma beyond. Once he felt certain they had cleared the explosion, Luke pulled the throttles back and exhaled in relief, then felt a cold wave of agony spreading through his chest.
Luke, have you gone space sick?
Leia demanded.
Without that Bessie, we can't find Base Prime.
Finding Base Prime isn't going to be a problem, Luke said. He took another breath, this time more gingerly, then reached under his robe and massaged the scar tissue over his old wound. I'm pretty sure it just found us.